time for another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher here on Lightning 100. This is Casey, Chris, and James are still here, still hanging out with us. We've talked about prep. We've kind of talked about the fire. We've talked about a lot of things we can do before and after we're actually cooking the meat. And I guess one thing we could talk about today, what are the right tools for the job when you're in front of your grill?
Well, you want to make sure, just like in everything we've been kind of talking about, the life lessons from Porter Road, make sure you're prepared when you're going into something. Make sure you have tongs to grill. And like Chris likes to say, make sure you have long tongs. Otherwise, you're going to have no more arm hair or hand hair because it's all going to burn off.
And right. You don't need to like really invest in an expensive pair of tongs. Honestly, I think the fancier cookware and stuff like that gets, then they become more difficult to work with.
Yeah, they over-design it. Yeah, it's over-engineered.
It has this crazy locking device that you don't know how to work. Like, just so keep it simple.
For example, we talk about a pair of tongs. I mean, just something metal, maybe a wood handle on it. Good length.
Yeah, you also don't want like plastic tipped, you know, that's going to burn tongs.
It amazes me that's a thing someone would make, you know?
Well, some people like Big Green Egg makes one that is heat proof that makes sense. But my only issue with that is that plastic, no matter what, becomes slippery.
Right.
So you almost want that metal in there.
That's where your towel comes in.
So. Yeah. So you always want to make sure that when you grill too, that you have a dry towel on hand.
Okay.
So it's not a towel that you're cleaning up one of the beers you knocked over because you have three on your table.
Right.
So you want to make sure that it's dry because a wet towel, when it gets hot, creates steam. And steam hurts like so you don't want to let that happen. So you want to make sure you have the correct tongs. You know, like if you're going to use a spatula, that's a new word.
that's his favorite
show. If you're
going to
use a spatula,
he loves watching the spatula.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's not a plastic spatula.
Okay.
You want to make sure it's a metal spatula.
All this can be found on twitterroad.com.
Yeah, so you want to make sure you're not going to use stuff that's going to burn. You know, preparing, being prepared ahead of the time before, you know, this plastic spatula is melting in your hands and getting all over your meat.
Fair enough.
We also cannot stress enough about the fork.
We talked about this last week.
Fork that.
Yeah. Fork. God, just trying to come back from the spatula comment.
What are you talking about? I don't remember that.
Yeah, don't flip your steak with a fork. Don't flip anything with a fork.
And kind of go through that again. Why is it that we don't want to stick a fork in the meat?
Go ahead. James, you said it so well last week.
Okay, so the reason why we don't want to do that is because we don't want to puncture our meat. The moment we puncture the meat, especially like a solid steak or chop or something like that, we're creating a hole for all of the juices to go out of.
Okay.
And what we want to do, the idea is to create a juicy product. So what we want to do is not poke it. There is one caveat with that, though.
Okay. It's the meat thermometer.
This you are allowed to poke in there.
So why are we allowed to do a meat thermometer but not a fork?
Because it's a tool that's going to help us perfect the perfectly cooked product in the long run.
These are training wheels.
Yes.
Okay.
So once you get to like a Jedi level 8 on your grill, you can just throw your thermometer away because you're just going to use your finger and you're going to poke the meat.
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to know how well that piece of meat is cooked by simply feel alone. But until you get to that point, you do want to use a thermometer to make sure you're ensuring that.
And make sure it's calibrated too. Just stick it in a
very
in a cup,
good point.
Just stick it in a cup of ice water.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what that
full of ice, a little bit of water, stir it around. It should be exactly at 32 degrees at that point.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much again. You can find all this information at porterroad.com. Chris, James, thank you for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow. You can check out all these episodes and learn a little more at lightning100.com/grilling, or you can go to porterroad.com and see why they say meat that's raised better tastes better.